It's clear that Saudi Arabia has been investing in Trump and Trump world for a long time.
I love the Saudis. Many are in this building.
Lobbyists representing the Saudi government paid for an estimated 500 rooms at President Trump's D.C. hotel.
The Live Golf Invitational.
The Saudi-backed golf tour.
At the Trump National Doral.
Have a good time, everyone.
They buy apartments from me. They spend $40 million, $50 million.
Trump Tower, Jeddah.
Am I supposed to dislike them? I like them very much.
And foreign governments, they understand. They're dealing with the transactional president.
Crown Prince, thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Just months after leaving the White House in 2021, Kushner's newly minted investment group, Affinity Partners, secured a $2 billion commitment from the Saudi Public Investment Fund. The news raised a lot of eyebrows.
Some next level sleaze and grift going on right in front of our eyes.
This is just putting a price tag on American foreign policy.
This is extraordinary, unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it.
MBS proved to be a close ally to Kushner in the first Trump administration, working closely with him on various Middle East diplomatic negotiations. They worked so closely, in fact, that MBS reportedly told others he had Kushner in his pocket.
It appears to be a payoff based on Mr. Kushner's dealings with the Saudi government and particularly MBS during the Trump administration.
For my critics, what I say is point to a single decision we made that wasn't in the interests of America.
Okay, I'll point to one. How about letting an ally kill a Washington Post columnist, Jared?
What was really troubling about the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi, there was every indication that it was carried out by the Saudis. Basically, you know, Kushner and President Trump gave MBS a pass by virtue of not, you know, calling them out.
Why are you siding with the Saudis over your own intelligence?
Because it's America first to me.
That definitely set the tone for how they were going to deal with human rights violations by the Saudis. And it wasn't just that, there were other incidents.
And the list is a long one. There is the use of his second presidential veto, allowing continued U.S. support to the Saudi-backed war in Yemen. There's his abandonment of the Iran nuclear deal.
Saudi Arabia views Iran as one of its biggest enemies and, you know, was very much adverse to the Obama-negotiated Iran nuclear deal. And, you know, that was disrupted as part of the Trump administration.
There's the $110 billion Kushner-negotiated arms deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia.
When you have someone like Trump, he tends to take the existing corruption in Washington and just turns it up to 11.
It's a way of signaling that Trump is open for business. And if you want to be favored, you better be first in line.